Hello.
Name is Tamika, returning call from Alabama Department of Labor and Unemployment Division.
Yes,
Cost
ma'am.
support for cost insurance purpose. My speech is person that requests a call back, please.
Yeah, this is Christopher.
I have my assist you.
Yes, ma'am. So, I did my claim like it's supposed to, because I done it knowing I had one more paycheck, which I told the lady when I set it up because I had got suspended from work. And then, there's no nothing. I sent in all my information. She said, yeah, go ahead and claim and everything. So I did it. So I told her I had to wait till my check stub was able to be seen so I could put that amount in. Well, when I did it, everything was good. Well, when I went to go claim at the end of last week, it told me I had to call y'all. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, dang. Because I think what it is because you submit your claim weekly. Well, at my job that I was at, well, you get paid biweekly. So I think it might have threw something off in the system and it wouldn't allow me to claim again this past week. Where I didn't make nothing. My check, the last check I got was on the 28th. I haven't gotten nothing since then.
Okay, so anytime you report wages, then you have to restart over.
I did not know that. So that lady told me that she had never told me. If that was the case, I'd have been like zero period because there goes my last check there period.
Okay.
I
So
just
how
don't know. I didn't know which route I need to take because everything that's close enough to me to go inside is roughly an hour from me. I'm one, I got epilepsy, and two, my wife is disabled. So, like trying to get to somewhere is like trying to wash a cat. So I just tried to do everything over the phone because ain't nothing changed. Everything is exactly the same as it was at the beginning, other than now there's nothing for me to claim as far as money, other than me just doing my claim at zero.
okay, so you need to file another. Did you just file a claim, sir?
Yeah, I done filed a claim. I done everything. I just didn't, it just wouldn't let me go and submit my new one for no work because I'm with a union, so I don't have to do the job search and all that extra stuff. Because I done sent in copies of my union card, the whole nine. I've done everything that's been asked of me.
Okay, so right now, how may I assist you?
Figure out why I can't just go in there and claim. If it's just because of them wages, then do I just need to call back at the not the inquiry line, but the certify line? I got the three numbers or
Somebody have your
whatever.
social security number?
Yes, ma'am. It's 259-532-786. Whew, it's hot out here today.
And your name?
Christopher Eccles.
And your date of birth?
6/15/1986.
Okay, and your mother's maiden name?
Eccles.
And your driver's license number?
Oh, it's an ID. Hold on one second. Let me grab it. It's an Alabama identification card, so it's I, if I'm not mistaken. Let's see here. Pull it out. That is I-0116-887.
Okay, so right now you just have to file your weekly claim.
Yeah, when I went to do that, it told me to call y'all. So that's why I called. And if it's been erased
Because,
from the thing so that I can go in there, I would
okay,
do it
and did
again,
you
I guess.
and if you reported wages, then you have to reopen the claim, sir.
Okay, so if the claim was okay, so it closed itself when I reported the wages when the
Correct.
woman told me to. I wish she, like I said, she didn't tell me none of that. That when I did that, I'd have to go back to the process because now it's going to put me a whole week behind on trying to get everything established again.
Okay, so just to reopen your claim.
Yeah, I'd like to.
Okay.
And everything that's already on it and in it is all the same. Nothing's changed.
I still have to ask the questions. What is your preferred language?
Eccles. Oh, English. I'm sorry.
And do you have any difficulties speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
And you understand that knowingly making a false statement or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud, do you understand?
Yes, I understand.
You understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years. It can affect your ability to receive future benefits. So you understand?
Yes, ma'am. I understand that. Oh.
And have you worked since you last filed an unemployment claim, yes or no?
No.
And what's the reason that you have not worked since you last filed the claim?
Because I'm suspended from work due to investigation of work miscomp. It's what they said. So basically, they gave me no other reason. They just said I'm suspended. So that's it. They ain't said nothing about bringing me back, no nothing. So my union rep's supposed to be in a meeting today about it with the overhead and all the management because it's for no reason. Because they ain't even brought me back to work or do nothing.
Okay.
And I am, like I said, part of a union.
And did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months, yes or no?
No, ma'am.
And have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months, yes or no?
No, ma'am.
And did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months, yes or no?
No, ma'am.
And have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and you only filed for TAA benefits, yes or no?
No.
And did you receive notification that you have TRA certification, yes or no?
No.
And have your name changed since you last filed, yes or no?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked on a different name in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
And have you worked on a different social security number in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And what's a good telephone number for you?
770-797-8694.
You have a non-driver ID?
Ma'am. A non-driver,
a
yes, ma'am.
Alabama non-driver ID? Okay.
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
And what's your race?
White. As bad as
and
I hate to say it, white. Yeah, it's crazy.
His,
I bet y'all get tired of all them
Hispanic.
Questions. Y'all probably know them by heart, don't you?
Yeah.
I already know. I talked to the other lady, and she asked me the same thing about race. I said, ma'am, you're probably going to catch this pretty funny. I said, but look, there's no such thing as a white or a black person. We're all brown and light-skinned. I said, from the beginning of time, I said, it's so crazy how the government and dictatorship throughout our nation has allowed us to believe that we're something we're not. It's the craziest thing.
And what is your...
Hey, I told you
grade?
Don't laugh. It's the truth, though. It really is.
What's the highest grade you completed in school?
11th, and I have some trade school. Okay. Crane certified nationally.
Okay.
But like I said,
you...
I got epilepsy.
Okay. And are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
And did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am. That would be my little brother.
And do you consider yourself disabled?
Ma'am, all the paperwork right now, yes. I consider it because they don't even allow me up to 40 hours period to work when I can work.
Okay. And what's your address?
295 County Road 691 Heflin, Alabama 36264.
And is your mailing address the same as your residential address?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Okay, and what was your occupation?
They had me down as a composite operator slash final finish because I kind of worked all the way around the plant myself. I was one of them. I was the go-to guy, wanting to learn everything.
So you worked in production?
Well, it's not really production, ma'am. It's actually manufacturing. They call it production, but it's not. There's no lines there. It's manufacturing. That bowl. Yeah, do you see it around the shelf? I'll put it on the shelf. Let's look at it and throw it away. Move, Oscar. Kitty cat. Don't have to know anybody that needed any puppies. I just had five the day before yesterday, blue heeler and a pit. Full-blooded, both of them. Oh, they are beautiful. They are beautiful. They are little. They got the pits, hair, and then they look like the him. They look like the daddy, but yet they got webbed feet like the blue heeler, which is a her.
No, they'll tear my little Yorkie up.
They're good trackers, like very loyal dogs for kids. Yeah, my little girl, her dog just got had her a litter.
And are you seeking work in your usual occupation, yes or no?
At this, the union, I can't do it.
Okay, so we're gonna get to that one, but in order to be eligible for unemployment, you have to be looking for work.
Oh, okay. But this is what me and her talked about last time. So, yes, for
Okay.
that, I would be
Okay.
willing to work because I'm trying to go back to my job. Like I said, I'm letting the union handle their ordeal. They're representing me, so.
And do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall, yes or no?
Yes, it would be through there.
Okay. And what's your union hiring hall number?
Hold on, let me get back in my my you talking about my personal identification number? Ma'am? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can now. You said
Okay.
my number, like my on my card or
Yes,
to the union. Okay, hold on one
the
second. Let
hiring
me
hall
try to get
number.
back in my wallet. Yes, ma'am. Hold on one second. Because I had to send two of them. Okay. Under my name, the barcode, here's what I got. I got 885-7476. And yes, I'm in good standings. And if you don't mind, can I
Okay.
give you my union rep? He told me that if I had any problems with y'all with this, he said I can put his number, his name, and y'all are more than welcome to call him because he said,
okay.
Where's he concerned?
So the number's
mm-hmm.
like three numbers, or between like two or three numbers.
No,
yes,
ma'am, not on my card. Not on my card. It's not United Steel Workers, Utility and Strength for Workers. It, not on mine. It says United Steel, Paper, Forestry, Rubber, Manufacturing, Energy. Not on, not the card they give us. Pledge of membership and everything else.
Okay. And what's the number that you have? Because I don't.
The number I got with my barcode that they scanned me in is 885-7476.
Okay.
It's a membership card. That's the only one they've
What's the name? It says, what's the name?
The
Howard Hall number and name.
Yes. Oh, well, it's United Steelworkers. And their number, hold on 1 second. I have to look in my book. Let me see if it's right here on this one. Oof. Okay, here we go. United Steelworker Local 06506-4. Let me see if it's got their
506.
If this was in here, it may be in the book they gave us too. Let's see here. I'm looking. Oh, the spine print. Let me see here. All right, here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna give you. Give me 1 second. Let me go into my phone. I'm gonna pull my rep's
Is
name
it Iron Workers?
And his number. I don't know if it's under Iron Workers. Just with our stuff, it's it says United Steel Workers.
Oh, Steel Workers.
Yes, ma'am. It's USW. And then his number, the direct number to him is going
no,
to be.
No, I don't
be...
need his number.
Oh, you don't need it?
I'm going to have room for that. Okay, Steel Workers.
And it may be because of how our country is spread so far apart. I mean, like I said, we got a plant in Canada. They got them up north, Midwest. All that is converting over, so. Ugh.
What's the use of putting it? And are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade occupation, yes or no?
Yep.
And are you available to accept full-time work, yes or no?
Up to 40 hours. Yes.
And since most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work, yes or no?
Say that one more time, please.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work, yes or no?
Physically? Not at all.
No?
Nah, not physically.
Okay.
Just because of, you know, saying the accident that happened at work. They've got me out and going to physical therapy.
Okay, so no, because are you on work restrictions or limitations by order of physician?
Yes, ma'am, I was. Through not only the physician, but my neurologist, because
okay.
I had seizure at work. That's how everything got started to where we got as far as we have now, because I had a seizure at their place for the first time. Never had them ever. Boom, had one. April the 10th of 23.
Okay. So since Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work? In other words, would you have been able to work if work had been available? If so, you answer yes. If sickness or injury prevents you from working, and you already explained that, on a job for which you are qualified based on your past experience in or training, benefits can be denied until such time that you provide proof that you are able to work. So you already explained it. Your work restrictions because of limitations by position, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
Okay.
right.
And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
No further than I was already, so I think it's roughly from my house to there 35 minutes. So I think it's let's say roughly say 30 miles because I intend to stay where I'm at.
Okay. And what's
But
the
at
lowest
the same time,
hourly wage
I
you will
got to do
accept?
something. No less than what I'm making, I'll make 20.86.
And are you a corporate officer for a business, yes or no?
No, I'm not in corporate, no ma'am. I'm not.
Do you own a business?
No, ma'am.
And do you work for yourself?
No, ma'am.
And are you currently working solely on a commission basis? Do you have a real estate license, yes or no?
No, ma'am.
And have you applied for, are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury, yes or no?
Nothing yet.
And have you applied for, are you receiving a pension from an employer that you worked for in the last 18 months, yes or no?
No, ma'am.
And are you available for and seeking work in Alabama, yes or no?
Yes, it'd be Alabama. Yes, ma'am.
And you indicated earlier that you have not worked since the last time you filed a claim for unemployment, is that correct?
That's no, ma'am. The day that I walked back into work on a Tuesday was the 25th of June. That was on a Tuesday, 6 o'clock. Well, before 6 o'clock that morning, that's when they suspended me without any other notices or nothing. So the 25th of last month, I have
Okay, so
not
you,
done nothing.
oh, that's what I was asking. So you indicated you have not worked since the last time you filed, is that
Yeah,
correct?
that's correct. That's
Okay.
correct. I'm sorry.
And have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government between April 1st, 2023 and March 31st of 2024, yes or no?
No, ma'am.
And do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld from federal income tax, yes or no?
Say that one more time, please.
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax, yes or no?
No, ma'am.
And if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payment, direct deposit into your
Direct
checking or
deposit.
savings account. Okay.
And I have the numbers whenever you're ready. I will pull them up.
We're checking our savings. We'll be checking our savings. We'll be checking our savings.
It will be it'll be checking.
Okay, and what's that rider number?
Give me one second, I'm pulling it up now.
Okay.
That would be okay. Our routing number is 262-286-170.
And your account number?
Account number is 1-1-1-0-0-0-0-1-1-3-9-9-3.
And have you received, do you expect to receive in the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay?
No, ma'am.
Sick pay?
Nope.
Holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
And have you applied for, are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer that you worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
and you are certifying your answers are true and accurate. And the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earnings you provide with the wages reported by your employer. False answers can result in overpayments and fraud and penalty. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
And so it's necessary to verify your identity when filing unemployment benefits. What color was your 1999 Nissan Altima?
White.
Green. Okay. And which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? 2001 BMW, 2004 Mazda truck, 2008 Honda Element, 2009 Chevrolet Cobalt, or have never been associated with these vehicles?
09 Cobalt, the canary yellow.
And which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 165 Wayfair Lane, 313 Moore Street, 5437 Carroll Circle Southwest.
Carroll Circle.
Okay.
My dad's old address. Low address or so.
And you hereby file in that claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama. Do you agree?
I agree.
And you certify under the penalty of perjury you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge. Do you agree?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
And you understand that it's your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the claimant handbook, benefits, rights, and responsibilities. Do you agree?
Yes, ma'am.
So the following question, telephone numbers are very important, and it normally takes 3 weeks to process an unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center, and your career application remains active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain active career application for the rest of your unemployment. In addition, you must visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in interruption in your benefits. An information booklet, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your weekly claim. Failure to file instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial in benefits. The process we just completed files your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefit for the previous week. And failure to make complete a weekly claim could result in a loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday and on Saturday. And you can file your weekly claim online or by calling 1-800-752. Okay. And your weekly claim can be made on Sunday beginning at 12:01 through Friday by 5. Certification cannot be made on Saturday. And
yes,
fair to file your weekly claim.
That's the number two.
Okay. I have to give you another one, though.
Oh, okay. I'm glad you said that. I'm going to write that down, too. That's fine. Go ahead.
Okay. So, complete your first weekly claim between Sunday and Friday.
You broke up, ma'am. Would you say that one more time, please?
Complete your first weekly claim between Sunday and Friday by 5 o'clock.
All right.
And additional instructions on your benefits, rights, and responsibilities booklet. Exceptions to work search requirements are for the following active union members who have submitted proof of good standing with their union. Employees on a verified short-term layoff and claimants attending direct approval training. A letter will be mailed to you if you're subject to a possible work search exemption. And it's important you carefully read all information that is mailed to you. And if you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524.
Yes, ma'am.
Sunday through Thursday at 5, just schedule a call back appointment for assistance.
Okay.
And your employer will be contacted regarding separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. And if so, you'll be contacted by phone or letter before a decision on your claim is made.
Yes, ma'am.
And since you are job attached, since you are union attached, you're not required to seek work outside your union. You should continue to be registered for work with your union hiring hall and remain a member in good standing. Any changes in your union status must be reported to your inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524.
Yep.
And you must be able and available to work each week that you claim benefits.
You're right.
Okay, and I have your transaction number. That's where that's going to come up. So it's going to be 4898.
Hold on one sec.
Okay.
4-8-9-8-9-4-1-0-5. Let me read this back to you. I got 4-8-9-8-9-4-1-0-5.
Correct. Okay, is there anything else I can assist with today?
Everything's been good. I was going to ask, is my pin the same, the 0615?
Yes, the number I gave you when you first called.
Yep, that'll work. I just wanted to make sure everything is the same. So I could still go ahead and go right back in after we talk, and I should be able to go in there and do my claim for last week, then I didn't receive nothing.
So you'll file your claim on Sunday?
Do it on Sunday. Okay, that's fine.
Okay. All right, thanks for calling Apple One Employment Claims. So I enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
Thank you. Thank you. Have a blessed day, ma'am.
You too. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.